Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You have your Bibles? Be so kind as to go with us to the Word of the Lord. I want to read two portions of Scripture for you. The Gospel of John, chapter 4. I started something last night I didn't get to finish. I'd like to swing at it one more time. And I would like a favor from the audience. I would like for you to start with me. Don't, I got more information than you got time. So if we just kind of start together, this thing could blow in 12 minutes and everybody get what they need. And you know, there's no specialty just because you go long. John chapter 4, verse 20, our fathers worshipped in this mountain. You say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. Jesus saith unto her, Woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. You worship, you know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. The hour cometh and now is when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. The Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. One more scripture. Just go to the right a few pages. You get to Acts 24. And verse 14. Paul is making his defense, and he said, But this I confess unto thee, that after the way which they call heresy, so worship I the God of my fathers, believing all things which are written in the law and in the prophets, and have hope toward God, which they themselves also allow, that there shall be a resurrection of the dead, both of the just and the unjust. And herein do I exercise myself to have a conscience void of offense toward God and toward men. Now before I pray, I want you to get this last part of this scripture. Your worship ain't worth beans if it doesn't end up causing you to have a conscience that's clear towards God and men. Lord, bless the preaching of the word. Help me do a great job in a little bit of time in Jesus' name. Before you are seated, turn around and shake hands with somebody and said, Are you a worshiper? If they said no, hold up your finger and move. You can be seated. I started last night talking on the subject, you could be what God's looking for. I feel like tonight, before I finish, somebody's going to be discovered. We need a little education for the first few moments of the service so we understand a little bit about worship. We know very little about it. We label things as worship leaders and worship services, but very little really takes place in the realm of worship during a supposed worship service. We usually do thanksgiving and we do praise and we do applause and we might even juke around a little bit and bang into the walls, but that's really not worship. God is in the role tonight of a seeker. He is seeking to find somebody that will worship him. The church needs to be delivered from its mentality of seeking workers. The church is always looking for workers. God is looking for worshipers. We're looking for bus captains. The Lord is looking for blessers of the Lord. We're looking for people to run the music. The Lord is looking for someone to make some music. He doesn't need a worker. He needs a worshiper. Because if you are a worshiper, your work will have eternity in it. Oh, I'm going to wait on you. I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to preach to the 12 or 15 that are standing up and forget the rest of you. You can buy one of my tapes. I say it's time to get crazy tonight. It's time to go absolutely bonkers tonight. God is looking for a worshiper, and he's never going to find one with his mouth shut. Woo! You'd be seated if you want to. Turn to your person next to you and ask him again, are you sure you're a worshiper? Because I don't want you in my way if God comes down this road. I'm telling you, somebody needs a touch from the Lord tonight. You can get it, not because you're a good person, but because you're trying to get honest about your worship. Because God is on the prowl tonight, looking to show himself strong. Oh, hallelujah. Now, you be seated. I'm going to try to clear the air. I'm not trying to get your response. What I'm going to say is true with or without you. I've preached in Pentecostal libraries before. It doesn't affect the truth. Yeah, you just sit there and smile. I'm going to pray just a silent prayer for some of you. I hope to God some of you aren't sitting next to a worshiper, because they'll knock your wig off. They'll dance all over your pocketbook. They'll slap you upside your head. You don't know what a desperate person might do. And the only person that'll worship is a desperate person. It's been too long. We've been dignified long enough. Somebody needs to get desperate tonight. It's now or never. Jesus is in this house, and he's looking for a worshiper to show himself strong. Oh, hallelujah. I'm telling you, God told me in the motel, he wants to show his stuff tonight. He wants to touch and heal and set the captive free. He wants to reveal some aspects of his personage that'll blow your minds. We won't have to go long into this service. God is moving. You can be seated for just a minute if you can. God is looking for a worshiper. He's looking for a replacement. He's looking to replace Lucifer. He's looking to replace Adam. Honey, you don't see God backsliding and having a heart attack because Judas backslides. He'll just find an Apostle Paul. God is in the replacement business. If you don't want to play, he'll find some. Let me tell you something. There's a prostitute somewhere. There's a drunk sitting on a bar. There's a bad lady sleeping under a bridge that can outpraise us and outsing us and outpreach us. If they get anointed by the Holy Ghost, we better use what we got. Said, after the way they say is heresy. We got to get delivered tonight of being worried about peer fear and what they say. They don't pay your bills. They don't pray your prayers. They don't fight your devils. They don't go through your sorrow and pain. Don't worry what they say. What does he say? It's time for some of us to lose our pride and become fools for Christ's sake. He's moving. He's on the prowl. Oh, yeah, he is. Woo. You can sit down for a second. You can sit down.
Well, you've waited long enough for it. Why don't you take advantage of it? Don't you understand? Your worship is telling God, land here, sit here, touch here. Don't you understand? Your worship is saying, I know I'm not worthy, but worship isn't about whether I'm worthy. It's about whether He's worthy.
You can be seated for just a second. You can be seated if you will worship.
Now look what you've gone and done. Now you got God's undivided attention. Telling what's fixing to happen here in a few minutes. God starts to throw His weight around. God starts to make bare His mighty arm. God starts to loose the captives. The power is not in your worship. It's not in my worship. The power is in the object that we worship. You know not what you worship. But if there's anybody here who knows what they worship, the power comes out of the what. Take 60 seconds and get desperately honest right now. Nobody's got to hear what you're saying, but let's get honest, because that's the real purpose of worship. So I can get naked and transparent and open with God, so He can touch issues that are never touched with just praise.
Holy God. Holy God. Somebody's come in this house to worship God. Somebody stepped in here beyond just praise and thanksgiving. My soul hath need, Lord. Worthy!
Worthy. For thou hast redeemed them from every nation, kindred, and tongue, and made us kings and priests unto our God, and we shall reign with you forever and ever. Worthy. Worthy. Jesus. I told you, Jesus said, I've come to seek and save that which was lost, and that which was lost was worship. Hallelujah. I don't mean to be unkind, Bishop, but I wasn't raised in Pentecost, but this is what they tell me used to be normal. I wasn't raised in this, but they tell me that they used to do this for hours. Now, I appreciate the elevation of the word in the pulpit, but I'm going to tell you something. When God moves in, even the pulpit steps back and let God do his sovereign work. Can I be rude? Yes, I can. I got the mic. We're in for another sermon. Somebody wants to hear me preach again. You don't need to. You've heard enough sermons to save the entire world. When are we going to move off dead center and get into the zone that we don't know anything about? Hallelujah. Didn't the writer say, in thy presence is fullness of joy, and at thy right hand pleasures forevermore? Does that mean that if you get in the presence of God, you can get what you need? Come on, sit down for just a second. I'm going to try. I didn't say go to sleep. I just said sit down. I would no more sit down next to a non-worshipper than I would get drunk. My soul is at stake. You think I'm going to sit next to some nincompoop that's not interested in the things of God? Not in the coldest day in hell. I am particular who I sit next to. I won't sit next to somebody who's criticizing or clipping their fingernails or doing their homework or doing their shopping. That's not for me. God is searching for a worshiper, and they could distract me and I could miss my miracle. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. Sweet Lord. You know who's bleeding. You know who's hurting. You know who's struggling. You know who's afraid. You know who's insecure. You know who's looking for a word. You know that marriage that's in trouble. Those kids that are ripping their hearts out from the parents. You know, Lord. Move, God. Just move. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Jesus. Jesus. Our heritage takes us back to Pentecost, Acts 2, to being accused of drunk with wine. How long's it been since you've been accused of being a drunk? Say, yeah, but I believe everything ought to be done decent and in order. That's what you say. But after the way you call heresy, so worship we the God of our fathers in total abandonment to the greatness of His majesty. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Just worship a little while. I'm waiting for a word from the Lord. You know, people think we're Looney Tunes. If the entire so-called Christian community would get out of themselves and get into the presence of God, we'd cut out a lot of the drugs and the abortion and the pregnancies and the rape and the murder and the molesting. Because if you get a person who worships God, they will not hurt their neighbor. Hallelujah. I don't want no stone taking my place. I'm not going to let a bunch of unbelievers and hypocrites and radical so-called believers say they're making too much noise. Tell your disciples to stop that, Jesus. If they stop, nature's going to start. When I think that I've been bought with the blood, redeemed by the pure, sinless blood of Jesus, baptized with His Spirit, got His name on me, got an inheritance in me, got an eternal future, what's my problem? Oh, hallelujah. 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 Without being too unkind and shocking, could I ask some of you sweet people sitting with your hands folded, what exactly are you here for?
The Bible said, let everything that had breath praise the Lord. Are you breathing? Did God wake us up this morning, Brother Barnes, and start us on our mind? Do you realize you could have blown your brains out, but God spared you? You could have been killed in a car accident, but God spared you? You mean God's not done anything for you so that you ought to be a blesser of God? You need the Holy Ghost. Throw your hands up. You need the Holy Ghost. Some of you supposed to have the Holy Ghost, you haven't talked in tongues in a while. Come on, throw your hands up. If you'll worship God right now, you'll break through talking in tongues. Those of you that are sick in your body, if you'll release your faith right now, right now. Woo. Glory. Woo. Glory. Hallelujah. 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 Woo! Woo! I don't know what's going on in the cheap seats, but it's strong right here. And I'd like to say it publicly, Bishop, I'm not trying to get out of preaching. I'm ready to preach, but the King is in the house. I can't compete with him. He can fix it when I can't fix it. When the Lord spoke to me in the motel that he was going to show his stuff, I didn't know it was before I preached. I thought it was going to be after I preached. But he just stepped in and said, I'll take over. Come on. Come on. Come on. Worship your way to a new dimension. Worship your way to a new place in God. I don't care if you're a sinner, a backslider, a God hater, or a wacko. Your past doesn't have as much power as the presence of God has. God can forgive you. You can start over. Your failures are not final. Come on. Oh. Right there. Right there. That young lady right there. God's put his hand on you right now. Right you. You with the white dress. I'm talking right to you. Lift your hands up right now. Come on. Lift your hands up right now. That's it. The Holy Ghost. That's it. Ha. That's it. You're right there. Never mind what happened yesterday. God's given, oh, wow. God's given you a brand new slate right now. Woo! Woo! Come on, church. This is your chance to minister. You're supposed to have the Holy Ghost. Look around you. Anybody not worshiping? Anybody hurting? Tears flowing down? Pray for somebody. Hallelujah. Brother Lumpkin, I don't know whether you prayed for me or the Mangans or the Ewings, but somebody's prayed for me. I don't have any pain in my hip. I don't have any pain in my leg. I'm going to boogaloo a little while. I don't know who touched God for me, but thanks be to God. Hallelujah. Come on, balcony. Get a breakthrough right now. Come on, get honest with him. You can tell him your secrets. He's not ashamed. He won't be embarrassed. He won't be surprised. He knows all our imaginations. He knows our thoughts are far off. People are getting the Holy Ghost. People are getting a fresh commitment to God. Woo! Woo! Hey! Woo! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Holy Ghost! Holy Ghost! Somebody needs to make up their mind. They're going to finally take a giant stride towards God and get serious about this stuff. You miss the coming of the Lord, you don't get to try it a second time. You don't have any idea we're going to have camp meeting tomorrow night. All we got is right now. This is your moment. You need to make it a memorial. You have no guarantee you're getting up in the morning. God's in the house. Hallelujah. 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 That's why the devil's fighting you. You're going to take his place close to the throne. That's why he resists worship, because you're going to replace him. But press on through. Press on through. Press on through. Gifts are in the air. Gifts are in the air. Promises that God gave. Woo! Some of us just a little while ago, they're right now ready to come. Glory, 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 glory. Woo! My. Believing all the things written in the prophets, and have hope of a resurrection, and my worship has given me a conscience void of offense towards God and towards my fellow man. That's where God's trying to take the United Pentecostal Church, to a level and dimension where we can come back out of worship, and I harbor nothing against you, and I'm intense for God, and I'm excited about God, and I'm not held hostage by people's looks and stares and opinions. Worship is a wonder-working experience. Glory. Glory, glory. Heal my marriage, Jesus. Heal my marriage, Jesus. Touch my marriage. Rekindle a romance with us. Give us kindness one towards another. Touch my children right now. Give me a confidence that something's going to work out. Fix it for us, please. Would you do it kind, sir? Would you do it kind, sir? Woo! Would you step into my home? Would you bring tranquility to us? Lord, we're under the gun. We're just so agitated and aggravated. Would you speak peace to us? Would you touch my mind? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Oh, glory. Oh, glory. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. 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 We have visitors here. We have judges here and sheriffs here. We need to pray that God will bless these precious men and women. They're under the gun. They're under pressure. God needs to bless them and give them wisdom and insight and integrity. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. Glory. Jesus. 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 Glory. Glory. Hallelujah. 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 Don't be afraid. If you don't want to worship and you don't want the Lord, don't be afraid. He's not going to force himself on you. He'll just step around you. He'll find somebody that says, help, help, help. Jesus Christ, would you deliver the Pentecostal movement from chicanery and fakery and plastic stuff? Would you deliver us from shallow pretense? Would you take us into waters that we can swim in? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. 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 Good time to apologize. Good time to admit you might have been wrong. Good time to ask the Lord to give you some fresh courage. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hey, 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 hey. Woo. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Come on, church. Come on, church. Minister, church. Minister, church. Minister. You don't need a pulpit to minister. If you got the Holy Ghost, you are a pulpit. You don't need to hear another sermon. If you got the Holy Ghost, you are a sermon. Hallelujah. 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 Kilabokoto laba yandalo moshando riete labaha. Sondurie lungundurianda labokoto raba. Jesus. Spirit of God. Ha. Oh. Hallelujah. 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 My, 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 my. Glory. Hallelujah. 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 Haya labo koto raba. Hindoriende labo shataraba. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said it'd be in your wells, springing up into everlasting life. Don't you understand the job of the Philistines is to throw the junk in the well? And we begin to worship God. We're emptying out all the refuse and the trash so that the water can spring up, the water can flow. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Lamb of God, Lamb of God, Lamb of God. Woo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Some of you need a worship experience tonight to convince you that this is right. It is possible to be Pentecostal and too religious. We need to get out of our religiosity and get into the realism of what God is, so you can just be naked and transparent with God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come boldly to the throne of grace to receive help in the time of need. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Jesus in your name. Jesus in your name. Oh, God of glory. Put your arms around our senior saints. Put your arms around our widows. Put your arms around our ladies and gentlemen who have had divorces in their lives. Lord, somehow chase away the specters and the ghosts and the fears. Help our senior saints not to live in fear and apprehension and loneliness. Touch them. Go home with them. Lord, help them not to be apprehensive. Hallelujah. 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 That person that's here tonight, Lord, that doesn't feels like nobody cares about them. They're not important. They don't count. Oh, Jesus, chase away that lying devil. Hallelujah. 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 Faith is released. Faith is released in the house. Faith is released in this house. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise your name. Praise your name. Praise your name. Nelabokoto randalama. Sondalabokoto ratayalama. Hallelujah. 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 Remember, I told you last night, he comes to visit. You don't know how long he's going to stay. You got to take advantage of this royal visit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. He visits because you're sick. He visits because you're hurting. Trespasses and sins. He came and visited us, and he's the resurrection. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Oh, glory. Oh, glory. Glory. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Jesus. Praise your name, Jesus. The house is full of drunks. I see drunks everywhere. I see people just tossing and banging and wiggling. Hallelujah. Nothing wrong with being out of control, as long as you're under the control of God. Hasn't anybody ever told you in Louisiana what real Christianity is? It's God possession. That's what we need. We always worrying about devil possession. We need to be God possessed.
I believe you, God. I believe you, God. I can start over. It's not over. The devil is a liar. It's not over. Somebody needs to hear that. It's not over. The devil's a liar. You can start over. I don't care what kind of disaster you made out of your life up to right now. You can start over right now. And God won't even bring up your past. He'll put it under the blood. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory. Some of you that were privileged to hear Brother and Sister Ewing the other day, you need to put in practice what they blessed us with. You need to speak some things. You need to speak some things. Because you can speak them into existence. Oh, yes, you can. You're made like your father. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Glory. Glory.